Blog Talk Radio.
First, I'm going to show you the dance, then I'm going to get back to this rap. Yeah.
I seen this shit on YouTube, man. Cameron and Bill O'Reilly. Going at it, you know what I'm saying? People hate it. Cameron pointing his finger.
Again, today we have a special guest. We have a person that knows all about trying to keep your skin healthy, and for all you people that are very active and into sports and wrestling and things like that, and all of you that you know, aren't necessarily into all of that active stuff, but you like to go to the gym and work out, and you're looking to try to keep yourself healthy and keep away from all of the we'll say the nasty critters and the nasty things that can come upon you. You know, when you're actually using a public or even a private facility, you know, because not everybody does the right thing. We've got somebody here today, Mr. Guy Seiko. Guy's going to talk to us about how to keep our skin safe, how to keep healthy, and how to keep from picking up some of those things that we don't want to pick up and some of those things that we don't want to enter into our lives, our lives, or to even affect our children, things along that nature. So this is going to be some really good information, and I'm really looking forward to talking to Guy. Just so that you guys know, Guy is also the operator of a soap product called Defense Soap. And Defense Soap is used by a number of different large organizations, the U.S. Judo Association, and quite a few other large organizations. And it's an all-natural type of a product, and it really does a good job as far as killing the things that you don't want to pick up or take home. And especially now in this time when we've got so many crazy things going around, we need to be as safe as possible, as safe as we can. And again, I use Guy's products myself, and they're definitely awesome. Well, anyway, without any further ado, we want to go ahead and bring Guy on. So, Guy, are you with us?
Hi, Z. How you doing today?
Oh, I'm always all right, Guy. And yourself?
Oh, hanging in there.
I don't know if you heard me talking about you, but you know, I'm trying to explain to some of these people that that product that you have is phenomenal. I mean, it really does the job, and it's definitely something that a whole lot of us need to get a hold of. How long have you been doing this product or pushing this stuff out?
We've been in business for 6 years, our company 6 years old. We actually started doing our research and trying to figure out what was going on about 8 or 9 years ago now. We did a lot of research, and it took us a lot of time to actually understand what was going on with our skin and why my wrestlers were getting ringworm. And the end development was a bar of soap that we ended up developing, that, which, of course, turned into, you know, entire product line.
Outstanding. And what are some of the things that your particular product, its Defense Soap, is able to counteract?
Well, no more. You said we're all natural, and that's 100% right. We're 100% natural, and we found some tremendous natural ingredients that have antiviral, antifungal, and antibacterial properties, and that's important that our ingredients work on all three of these things. And what these three things are, like you talk about antifungal, you're talking about jock itch, you're talking about athlete's foot, the big one is ringworm. And those fungus are all caused by tineas. They're all the same fungus, just when they're on different parts of the body, they're called different things. And our soap works well on the tinea, all right, and that's the main fungal infection. Then you jump over to the bacterial realm, and there's things like staph, impetigo, MRSA, and those are another family. You know, funguses are one family, bacteria is another family. And then the third group that you got to watch out for are viruses, which include herpes and like warts. Those are like the main viruses that combat athletes will come and contact with. Now, those are three categories, and you can see there's two or three in each one of those. So combat athletes are, you know, they got to be guarded against 8 or 9 different types of infections at all times, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what our soap is developed to do. What's really, really important to understand is that there's a balance between those, the fungus, the bacteria, and the virus. Combat athletes are all people, have something on their skin called their normal skin flora. If you remember going all the way back to biology class in high school, you learned about flora and fauna, you know,
mm-hmm.
the plant kingdom and the animal kingdom. Well, the flora is what's on your skin. You know, these aren't really plants, but they're not animals. They fall into the plant kingdom. The fungus, it's like a mushroom. And, you know, and the bacteria, it's a small organism, and the viruses. Now, they live on your skin in harmony. Normal people walk around every day with flora on their skin. And a lot of it's made up of staph, you know, that's right there. You carry it every day and it keeps you healthy. If you take one of those pieces of the puzzle out of the equation, you weaken your normal skin flora. And that's when infections start. And the way that you weaken your normal skin flora is how you clean your skin. Okay, a perfect example is if you use a very strong antibacterial soap, you deplete the bacteria on your skin, and there's nothing left behind to fight the fungal and viral infections. You did a good job fighting the bacterial infection, but you didn't do anything to fight the fungal or the viral. And you actually created a better environment for stuff like ringworm to grow by using a strong antibacterial soap.
Wow. All right, so what you're saying is that a lot of the regular soaps that we are out there that we're using, they're really not, they're doing one job, but they're also creating other problems for us.
Right. And here's kind of how this balance works. And not to be graphic or anything, but do you ever hear of a woman who goes on antibiotics and they get a yeast infection or are susceptible
yeah.
to a yeast infection? Or maybe a child that's on antibiotics and they get thrush, which is a yeast infection in the mouth, actually. That shows that when you go on an antibiotic, you know, they're killing the bacteria in their system, and then that's why they're susceptible to these fungal infections. Where the flip side is when you get a bad bacterial infection, what's the first thing the doctor prescribes is penicillin. And
mm-hmm.
penicillin is a fungus. So what I'm trying to illustrate is there is a balance between the fungus and the bacteria. And when controlled, you could use it to treat the other. And when it's not controlled, the other can thrive. Same thing happens on your skin, just in a different arena, if you would, you know, on your skin.
So it's kind of like in the martial arts, you have the yin and the yang. And basically what you're saying is that one part of it is the yin, one is the yang. Together they balance each other out, just like the pendulum. And if you take one away, of course, it tilts the pendulum to the left or the right side, and that opens you up for other problems as far as health and bacteria and fungus and you know, other viral problems, I take it.
Yep, absolutely. That's a good analogy, too. I'll have to use that sometime. But that's 100% right. And as combat athletes, I mean, and it, like you have your school and you train, you might shower 2 or 3 times a day, right? And
yeah.
if you shower 2 or 3 times with just that strong soap, just imagine what you're doing to your flora. And then you put yourself into an environment that most normal people aren't in. Most normal people aren't in an environment where someone's trying to cause trauma to your skin or on a mat that's a petri dish of infection. You know, and that's why combat athletes have skin infections where a lot of people don't. And we understood that, we researched that, and we developed something for that.
Yeah, I know
I know a lot of
sports people that I know have had a whole lot of feet problems. You know, especially you know the guys that used to wrestle barefoot. I know they used to have some problems, and I know a couple of different people that you know all they've done is gone to the gym, and they've come up with you know these infections, and now you've got these. Infections. I'm not sure if it's a fungus. I think it is a fungus that they have these funguses that now eat skin. I mean, that's insane.
Well, all fungus eat skin. That's what they do. They pull the nutrients from the skin. How ringworm works is you get a spore on you. that's for is kind of like a seed. It gets planted on you, and then it grows. And the first, the gestation period for that seed is 7 to 14 days. Sounds crazy, but nobody really knows. I can't pinpoint exactly what it is. I don't know why. I've done a lot of research on it, and the best that they can tell you is 7 to 14 days. And a lot of that might be due to different conditions in people's flora. Maybe a weaker flora will have a 7-day gestation period, where a stronger flora might have a 14-day. But when that seed lands and it starts to grow, it's going to eat the nutrients in the skin, and then it grows, and it grows out. And that's how you get that circle. It grows out, and it's eating the skin as you go. And the inside skin is depleted of nutrition, but it's already starting to heal as that ring starts to grow out. And that's where the ringworm actually gets its name.
Okay. Okay. So that ring is actually it spreading itself out.
It is. When that ring is raised, it's contagious. It's healthy and it's contagious. It's eating and moving. And it's also shooting out spores as it's gone. When that ringworm gets flattened out and it's starting to die, it's not as contagious or contagious, but you still need to treat it for 3 weeks after it's gone.
Really? That's amazing. That's amazing. So all of you people that are into combat arts, and again, all of you people that are just going to the gym on a regular basis, and you've got kids, and they go to daycare and things along that nature, and they're interacting with other children and interacting with other people, you know, this is something that you need to know. And this is also probably a product that you need to get a hold of. Because remember, I mean, just look at your kids. Your kids come home, they catch these little colds. You know, next thing you know, they get well, then they've got another cold. It's because they're around so many people. And I know the ringworm problem spreads really fast in a lot of daycares. Ringworm and pink eye, and I mean, you're not pink, well, pink eye and things like that. So the difference between the soaps and the combat and a combat athlete's special needs are what?
What's the difference? Well, the difference between our soap and any other soap on the market, and that we're really aware of, is, and we are the first bar for the combat athlete, is our soap will help keep your flora balanced. It's going to fight. The active ingredients there are going to fight fungus, they're going to fight bacteria, and they're going to fight viruses. And that's going to allow that flora to be balanced. You have to kill all those things. You have to kill that bacteria on your skin, because you don't want someone else's, you don't want other bacteria there, so you have to kill it. You can't really pick what bacteria you're going to kill. You hear a lot of people say, oh, it kills a good bacteria and leaves, or it kills a bad bacteria and leaves a good bacteria behind. You have to understand, bacteria isn't good or bad. It's going to do what bacteria does, and it's going to fight the stay on your skin, and it's going to infect you if it gets a chance. All right, so you have to control the bacteria. What our soap does is it kills all that, and it allows your normal skin flora, your own bacteria, to recolonize. You kill this stuff on a regular basis, and it grows back. You kill it, and it grows back. You know, it's a battle. Keep going back and forth. But if you just keep killing it and keep killing it, and you're not killing the fungus, that fungus is going to grow while that bacteria is growing back. That's the difference between our soap and other soaps. The difference between combat athletes and just normal people, and I don't mean to say normal people, that we're not normal people, but we're different type of people, and we have different needs, or else you wouldn't have a show and I wouldn't have a soap company, you know? So, right? I mean,
yes, sir.
That's where we're at. So the special needs that we have is, it doesn't matter what type of a combat athlete you are, the bottom line of your objective is to cause trauma to the other opponent so that you can either score. Some guys knock people out. Wrestlers score points. We hurt people to the point where we were able to score points. Strikers knock people out. Jiu-jitsu guys will choke you out. I mean, you're gonna submit somebody, but it's due to pain and trauma to the other opponent, to your opponent or your drill partner. And the main thing that's just the bottom line. I mean, when you look at it that way, it seems kind of crazy, especially since I coach little kids, you know, 4-year-old kids. I'm teaching them how to do this. It's kind of bizarre when you stop and look back at it. But that's your objective. And the thing that the part of your body that gets the most amount of trauma is your skin, right? I mean, it's the outer layer. It's what's protecting you. It's what gets split open. It's what gets abrasions. It's what gets contaminated by everything around your skin, just totally gets abused, and more so than somebody that's not a combat athlete. And therefore, you have special needs.
I understand. Yeah, like I was saying, this is definitely a product that needs to get out, and that's why we always try to share as much information as we can with the people that attend our school and even other schools that we interact with on a regular basis for the martial arts program. Actually, Guy is also a supporter of our seminar that we do every year. We do a seminar called the Martial Arts Professionals Seminar, and Guy's been with us now for about 4 or 5 years now, and he's, you know, always supported us because, again, he's very much concerned about children, very much concerned about youth, also very much concerned about healthy skin. And now you guys see why I say that Guy is an expert when it comes to taking care of your skin and taking care of yourself. Because, again, like he said, that outside skin is what protects you from those other outside things that are very bad. Guy, you were going to tell us some of the other ways that we could prevent, you know, having problems like this, along with, you know, the ways to properly shower and things like that, correct?
Sure. The most important thing, there's two different fields. One is using the right product, which we talked about. The other is education, okay? And they don't work without the other, all right? I mean, our products are great, but if you don't use them at the right time or if you don't use them properly, you know, it's kind of like you have a whole toolbox and all the material you need to build a house, but if you don't know how to build a house, you're not going to build a house, you know? And that's what's important about understanding what's going on. You have to educate yourself on the difference between these infections. You have to know what they are. You have to get them treated properly, and you have to recognize them right away, because if you recognize them right away, they're going to be a lot easier to fight because they're a lot weaker. I suggest always having a doctor who is somewhat wrestling orientated or jiu-jitsu, someone who understands what you're doing. A lot of doctors are they're just that, they're doctors. They don't realize that, hey, I got to get back on a mat. I got to get back in the gym. I got work to do. I got to get this done. I can't wait 6 weeks for a culture to come back on what I have because I can't sit out 6 weeks. So I always recommend, if you know a doctor that has, and there's a lot of people that wrestled, you know, especially wrestling backgrounds because they seem to get more infections than anybody else, that's a doctor that you want to get to because he'll understand your needs. All right. Now, once you understand it, you could do Google searches on all these infections, you know, but or else people could just email me and I'll send it over our skin infection guide that we put together. But you should take a look at these things on pictures of them so that you could recognize them when you see them. And then you could start to treat them right away. A good rule of thumb for that is if it's itchy or just red, or oily, it's a fungal infection. If it's red and pussy and swollen, it's a bacterial infection. Okay, and that's important because a lot of it goes back to that flora. You know, if you start treating a bacterial infection with something that's for a fungal infection, it's not going to work, and you're just going to give it time to grow, and vice versa. So that's important. At least a lot of guys self-diagnose. The first person that's going to diagnose you is you. You know, you're going to look at it and you're going to say, oh, I got something on my skin I got to take care of. You need to go to the doctor. I need to go to the drugstore. You're the first one to diagnose it. So educate yourself so you could diagnose it intelligently instead of just, it'll go away. I got some bug bite or whatever. That's my favorite one. I coach wrestling in Ohio. We have no bugs in January. And kids come up to me with something on their skin. I'm like, what's that? Oh, it's a bug bite, coach. I'm like, oh, yeah. You know, so you got to be, you got to educate yourself. You know, that's the first thing. A lot of guys shower wrong. Sounds crazy, but they'll stand in the shower, they'll take a bar of soap, they'll stand right under the flow of water, they'll wash with that soap, and they'll dry off and leave. You know, soap is a killing agent. Soap needs to kill what is on your skin, and most soaps require time to do that. You should always get wet, lather up, stand outside the flow of the water, and let that soap work, then rinse it off, usually 30 to 45 seconds, and that'll help tremendously. St- start from the top and work down. You should always wash your hair first. And the reason for that being is that things hang out in your hair. They do a really good job of hanging your hair. Your hair provides cover for it. So it can live in there. And then if you do it backwards, you wash your body first, then your hair, anything that you wash out of your hair just reinfected your body. So always start at the top and work your way down. It's always better that way.
Hey, guys, I just had an interesting thought. I was like, okay, start where you think, not where you stink.
Yeah, exactly. Start right there. And here's
sorry,
something that's... No, that's good. But that's another one I'll use. Cause I like analogies. It's the coaching in me. I like to try to explain things where people could grab a hold of instead of just somebody talking about infections, you know. The other thing is wash that back of your neck, around the ears, around the collar. When you get in the shower, when you get out of the shower, that's the one area you want to wash twice. Now, you train with the ghee most likely, most of the time, don't you?
Yes.
Ghee's a great.
Ghee or karate ghee, whichever one I'm teaching.
Yeah. And that's a tremendous level of protection, believe it or not. I mean, that is a real good level. Wrestlers don't have that. And we use what is called the collar tie. We are in the collar tie all the time. We have our hand on our opponent's back of our opponent's neck, and we are depositing whatever is on our hands on the back of our opponent's neck. That's why wrestlers always get a funk around their ears, around their hairline, and on the back of their neck. Everything that we touch in that room goes right to the back of our opponent's neck. And we're in that collar tie probably 50%, you know. So.
Yeah, I remember that. I used to wrestle. I grew up in New York, and I used to wrestle when our middle school closed down for asbestos back when they were having the asbestos scares. So they moved all of the eighth grade into the high school. So I actually got to wrestle for my high school when I was in the eighth grade, even though high school didn't start till ninth grade. And trust me, I actually would have made it to states, but we got disqualified. They found out that we weren't really officially a part of the high school. 98-pound weight range.
Wow. Wrestling's a great sport, too. I mean, I'm biased to wrestlers because I've been a wrestler for 35 years now. I mean, that's what I do. But I've learned all these combat athletes are the same guy, just a different discipline. It's pretty cool.
Yeah. Guy also made a very important point when he was talking to everybody about the doctors. Remember, you're going to see an all-istic doctor. On an all-istic doctor, if you ever notice, if one person's got an infection, it seems like the doctor diagnoses the same thing for every person. So that's where that emphasis comes on about, you know, if you can find a doctor that's more in tune with what you do, then that's somebody that actually has an idea of how to get you well quicker. It's not that they're going to prescribe you necessarily anything different, but they may prescribe you something that will work speedier or will be more in line with what it is that you do, your lifestyle, things along that nature. Would you agree, Guy?
Oh, yeah. Plus the really big thing, too, is these doctors that, like our wrestlers, they have seen skin infections since they are 10 years old. It's not necessarily from their medical school. It's because they were wrestlers and they know exactly what it is. You can honestly go to a doctor who looks at an infection and has no idea what it is. And screaming ringworm, ringworm, ringworm. And, you know, they're like, well, we're going to put a steroid cream on that. It might be psoriasis. And I'm like, oh, man. You know, that's like the worst thing you could put on ringworm is a steroid. Now you got a super ringworm, you know. And it happens all the time. It happens everywhere. People get misdiagnosed all the time because the doctor, for whatever reason, is not aware of, you know, skin infection.
Yes. I understand.
What's really cool is my medical advisor is Oscar Nicholson out of Cleveland, Ohio. He's a tremendous surgeon, and he's an ER doctor. I've known him for 20 years. He's a wrestler. He wrestled collegiately. His sons wrestled, and, you know, he wrestled himself. He's been around wrestling. He absolutely loves wrestling, and he was tremendous help to me in developing in this. And I, if you've ever been on our website, I write a lot of articles. We have a lot of articles in there. And I rewrite a lot of things that I research because it's very hard to read that medical stuff. And I break it down and I go back to Oscar. I have him read it and to make sure I didn't change any of the actual content by, you know, translating it. And then I put it into wrestling terms, if you would. So it's kind of cool to have someone doctor with that wrestling experience. Excellent.
Cool. That's cool. Actually, I did the same thing at one time. This is a totally different subject. I had had a problem with a toothache. I went to the dentist. Dentist looked at it, said I didn't have a toothache. I mean, that I didn't have a, you know, a cavity or anything like that. And I ended up meeting this lady because I was looking to get a Japanese hakama, which is the pants that look like a dress. And she says to me, "How long has your tooth been hurting you?" And I didn't say anything about my tooth. And she introduced me to something called myofascial therapy or trigger point therapy. Same thing. You know, here was somebody that just knew because they had gone through it before. You know, it was amazing. But and I ended up buying this book from her, which broke everything down into more of a layman's term. But anyway, I don't want to get off the subject. Guy, could you tell us more about how could we get in contact with you if we wanted to try to get some defense soap or, you know, your website, things along that nature?
Sure. Our website is defensesoap.com, www.defensesoap.com. If you type in ringworm soap, we're going to pop up. If you type in ringworm, if you type in MRSA, if you type in, you know, pretty much any infection, we'll pop up. But Defense Soap is absolutely the easiest way to find us. We have an online store, and we have a dealer locator on our card as well. You can type in your zip code and find a gym that's selling soap by you. And that's what we really want. We want gym owners to sell our soap. We don't want to be in any large stores. We want to stay in the gyms. We want the profit to stay in the community of the combat athlete. So if you punch that in there, you'll probably find a gym that's near you that's selling our soap. Did I lose you, Z?
No, I'm still here. You know, like I say, it's always got a billion things going on trying to get stuff in line. But anyway, again, Guy, I want to thank you for coming on the show. I think that was very informative. I know I learned a lot. I'm sure that everybody else listening learned quite a great deal. Is there anything else that you'd like to share with everybody before we sign off?
Well, really quick, if they email me at defensesoap@msn.com, I will send them that guide on infections. I'll send them a guide on prevention. I'll send them the different types of a written paper on that, what those infections are, and you know, and there's a paper on their normal skin flora. We do that free for anybody who wants it. Education is more important than our soap. I think, you know, our soap is great. It does the job it says we're going to do, but you got to educate yourself, and education should be free.
Totally understand. And ladies and gentlemen, as you know with the show is recorded. So if you know somebody that really needs to hear this, that needs to be it needs to be shared with, please send them the link to the show and let them listen to this show. Because like Guy said, it's not just about him selling a product. It's about him trying to get information and knowledge out to the public so that they can take that knowledge and then go forward, prosper, live, and be happy. And, you know, a bar of defense soap is way cheaper than any doctor's appointment. I think you could probably buy a case of defense soap with what it's going to cost you to have to do a doctor's appointment or the time that you lose in work, just if your child gets ringworm or something along that nature. So anyway, Guy, again, thank you very much for being on the show. Ladies and gentlemen, Guy's web link is also on the page for the show, so you can pass that through if you want to check him out. And that's Defense Soap. So if you can get with Guy and try to try this product, I'm telling you, I'm definitely a believer, and it works amazingly. Anyway, Guy, thank you very much for your time and your patience, and it has been a pleasure.
Hey, thanks for having us on, and good luck at the seminar. Thanks for letting us be a part of that. And you are the very first person we ever sponsored. I looked it up.
Oh, really?
And that was like 5 years ago. So.
Wow.
So we appreciate
it. I hope we're contributing.
Oh, absolutely. That's why I'm back every year.
All right.
So, thank you.
Thanks, Guy.
Yep, have a good one.
You too. Take care.
Bye.
Farewell. All right, ladies and gentlemen, again, that was Mr. Guy Sako, and he's with Defense Soap. Thank you very much for listening to the Zurian Show today. We truly appreciate having you, and we always consider it a pleasure to try to do what we can for the best of everybody. Remember, today is now, so we need to act and do the things that we need to do so that we can be the people that we need to be and get to the places that we need to get. Don't wait till tomorrow to do the things you know you need to get to today, because if you do them today, tomorrow will be a whole lot more pleasant. Thank you very much, and everybody have a great day.
Yeah. I seen this shit on YouTube, man. Cameron and Bill O'Reilly. Going at it.